Hello, we're gonna pod episode 3.
Woo!
Episode 3, we got some technical changes. We got a lovely microphone here, brought by last week's producer, Giordano Liberti. And we have our first episode produced by Samantha Lazarin. She's giving us the thumbs up.
Say hi.
Hi.
Wow, that
sheepish,
was weak.
Sheepish grin.
Hi. Right,
that was manly.
That was way too manly.
Hi.
How's the sound levels? Everything's good?
Yeah,
we act like she's in another booth, but she's just right at the table. We don't have the money.
You should do the one ear on, one ear off thing, like you're recording.
But like it doesn't really.
It just feel awkward.
I can't really hear you. All right,
just.
It's been a little while since our last episode. It's been about a month.
Yeah.
But we're back in Windsor, so hopefully we're gonna have these out once a week.
Regular pods.
Regular pods, and Giordano and Noah are back.
Hello.
Oh, we got a retweet.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. Shout out, Justin Toth retweeted us.
It's Toth. His last name's Toth.
Sorry.
Big shout out. First person to tweeted us.
Yeah.
Justin Toth. Friend of the show. He's officially a friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Congrats, Justin.
You're the first friend of the show. And
Justin Toth.
We did say that the first person to tweeted us would get a prize.
Yeah.
So we haven't decided what that prize is.
Look at that. Let's just steal something tomorrow at Frosh Week.
Okay, yeah. We might steal some Windsor Eng Frosh at Frosh Week.
Yeah.
Not Frosh, but...
Steal him a Frosh! Let's gift him a...
We can send him a Frosh.
Let's give him Skrillex. Skrillex is so kind.
Skrillex is a cute gift. That'd be a good one. We could send that. Okay, well, we have a Twitter name now. So right now it is @podnametbd.
So tweet us all the time. We're guaranteed to answer because we only have 15 followers now.
Yeah.
Tweet at us early because the longer you wait, you know, the more famous we're going to get. And then we're probably not going to see your tweets with the millions of tweets we get.
Yep.
So you're going to want to get on that right away.
Get on it early. And I know that we said we'd post videos for the first two, but we're way past that. We're not posting anything from the first two episodes.
No. Nope.
But from now on, we
will
post.
It's a new era. The era of
now
the Giordano mic.
Now we're on the ball. This is the era of the Giordano mic.
It's official now. This is official.
Hashtag Giordano mic.
Wait, we both said hashtag. That was so cool. And that was a really good high five. Wow, it's going to be a really
good podcast. The quality
of
this episode is going to be so much better. Justin's going to be so impressed.
Yeah.
He's our one listener that's actually listened to all the episodes so far. I mean, we got followers, but no one's actually listened to it.
Yeah.
Where's Justin from?
He's from Tilsonburg, close to Woodstock, and he goes to Western.
That's where Sarah's dad goes all the time.
Worldwide,
Tilsonburg, that's true. Yeah, she told us about that all the time.
Yeah.
Moving on. All right, what do we got on this episode for the pod? Stop snickering.
Okay.
We got, we just talked about the Twitter account. Selena's going to talk about meeting Bridget Mendler.
Woo! Noah.
And Noah, too.
Get in on this.
Oh, boy.
We got, keep in your pants, bud.
This is going to be the highlight when we talk about our Team Canada picks. This is going to get heated.
This is who we both think should be on early yet, but
I kind of have two versions of the team. One is my extremely biased version. One is
full
my,
of
like,
Chicago Blackhawks.
Absolutely.
And
you know what I'm pissed about? Just as like,
sidebar.
Joel Quenneville did not bring the cup to Windsor. He kept it in Chicago.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's okay. We got a bleep. I'll add another farm animal.
You know, it's Frosh Week. My potty mouth has been really like high this week. So I have to adjust. Anyway, that's just a side note. I didn't like
it's
that.
It's a bummer for us in Windsor.
Yeah.
Team Canada picks will be picked. We would have liked to have Bobby Chiron on to give us our opinion. We may be edited in there later on or talk about it next week, possibly, if we talk to Bobby.
We can get some good sound bites out of that.
Yeah. Hopefully have Bobby on. He doesn't want to be on it, but we might force him.
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't want to be on. He wants to just give his opinion but not be recorded, which is weird because he loves giving his opinion.
Yeah.
YouTube video of the week. Enemy of the show and our guest, our producer, you heard earlier,
Do
Sam
Do we have
Lazard.
An enemy of the show?
I thought you said you wanted Sam had an enemy of the show.
Who was going to be mine?
I'll recheck the email. We'll figure it out afterwards. Tribute to Roger Federer. I have a rant about unnecessary social obligations and a petition for Game of Thrones
on
HBO.
I actually haven't heard this rant yet, so it's going to be the first one that has been undiscussed beforehand.
Here, a little background information. Usually, we have rants, but then we just rant before the pod, and then we're less angry on the pod.
So it's not at our
So when best. You hear, if you think we're angry on the pod, you should hear Selena's original rants, because lots of rage is still in them.
Yeah.
Much more rage.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about how to get and stay in the front row of a concert.
We both have experience in that area.
We have lots. So we got lots of stuff going on this week. Let's start with Noah and Selena talking about meeting Bridget Mendler.
Oh my god, first of all, it's pretty cool that you can buy your ticket less than 24 hours before the concert and still get like front row. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're like 20 years old and everyone else there was maybe 5 at most.
Yeah, 15 years above the average person there.
And their parents too, but...
Did you wheel?
Tried.
The moms, there are a lot of moms there. Yeah, the moms.
Oh, Noah, as you heard on the last podcast, Noah loves moms.
She was distracting the kids.
Who banged teens.
MBT 2.
I have a Kickstarter for MBT 3, so...
Oh, do you want to advertise it?
No, not yet. It's not completely finished.
Okay, maybe we'll tweet something later.
So after the show, we start to walk back to the car. Then we see like a barricade.
Yeah, like
is that what you call
fence.
It? Yeah. And people were waiting, and her tour bus was nearby. She's like, oh my God, guys, we got it. Like, we have to now. It's, you know, YOLO.
We're committed.
So we went, and we were waiting for a little while. We saw Eric Nicolau. Hey, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
boom.
There's Bridget standing right in front of us.
Boom.
And Noah, I'll let you do the rest since you're the most excited.
For some of the listeners who don't know who Bridget Bendler is, maybe you want to just tell them.
Yeah, she's the star of Disney Channel original series Good Luck Charlie.
Yes.
She's in Lemonade Mouth.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
She is Penny from Jonas. She is Juliet from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, she's in Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah, she's Justin's girlfriend. But she has to leave because she's a vampire. But that's...
I didn't know that.
Tale for another time.
And if you've heard her on the radio, I'm just going to play a clip from the one song that you've probably heard if she was on the radio. Giordano's going to adjust the mic. Because I'm going to play this loud off my laptop. It's just loading here. But, I don't know, what do you want to... I'm stalling for time while this is loading.
Just when she came around the corner, it was just amazing. Because what was she wearing? She was wearing a Lil Wayne t-shirt.
She was wearing a Lil Wayne t-shirt.
Weird, but
she was chilling.
She was nice.
Yeah.
And gorgeous.
It was just amazing.
She got Sharpie on me.
She did. She got Sharpie on Sam's arm.
Okay, I got the video now. This is Ready or Not. If you've heard any of her songs, it would be this one.
Alright, that's good.
Yeah, so if you've heard that, that's Bridget Mendler.
But yeah, check one off the bucket list on that one, and unreal
night.
Highlight
of my life so far.
Unreal night.
Noah was specifically excited.
Shut the f- up!
So much that he had to trade off of his dibs list to get Bridget Mendler.
Yeah.
So he gave me Rachel McAdams.
Hey, did you hear that save? I almost swore.
What was that? Oh, yeah, that little blurb from Selena was because her brother's talking in the background with Giordano. We should have him on sometime. He'd be an interesting guest.
I should have done this.
Done what?
Wait for it.
She's trying to play a clip.
That's what I should have done.
That's the Adam Sandler soundbite. But yeah, it was pretty cool for you guys. Noah's pretty excited.
I'm very excited.
Next topic.
Moving on, we're going to talk about our Team Canada picks, the main debate. Anybody who doesn't listen to hockey... You might want to just skip forward the next 10 minutes. But we'll start with the ladies first. Selena, you can discuss your Team Canada picks for the 2014 Olympic team.
First, I'd like to give a shout out to Bob McKenzie and the TSN crew because I trust them so much that I picked their team with a little bit of changes here and there.
You trust them more than Nazem Kadri does.
Absolutely. I don't really know what's going on with that situation.
Nazem Kadri tweeted at Bob McKenzie and said he had false information because McKenzie tweeted about Nazem Kadri wanting $5.5 million.
No. I believe every word Bob McKenzie says. Absolutely.
Kadri's like, that's false information.
No.
And then McKenzie's like, all right, then tell me the real information, Kadri, and he didn't do it.
All right, so yeah, I love Bob McKenzie, so this is going to be close. Crosby, Kunitz, chemistry.
Ooh, you did.
Chemistry. It's all about chemistry. I see you nodding your head there. Stamkos, Jonathan Toews, Eric Staal.
Would you have Stamkos on the wing?
I don't care. The coaches do that.
Okay.
Rick Nash.
Did you say Staal with Stamkos?
I said Crosby, Kunitz, Stamkos.
Yeah, what's the second line?
Toews, Eric Staal, Claude Giroux.
Okay.
Wait. No, Toews, Eric Staal, Rick Nash.
Okay.
Sorry. Logan Couture, John Tavares, Claude Giroux.
Okay.
Patrick Sharp.
Wow.
Getzlaff and Perry, and Bergeron and St. Louis.
Oh, you did put Bergeron in there. I didn't think you would.
I did. I hate Boston, but I didn't put Eberle. Left him.
I know.
Do you want to say your forwards too, or do you want me to go with say my?
Yeah, let's debate the forwards, then move on to the other ones.
All right.
Okay. My first line is Eric Staal, Sidney Crosby, John Tavares on the wing. Because Canada's got so many centermen, they got to move someone to the wing. And I think it's going to be Tavares. My second line is Giroux, Stamkos, and St. Louis. I don't think you can take St. Louis away from Stamkos. They have too good chemistry. And then I have...
How come you didn't put Kunitz on the line with Crosby?
Because I don't think... I think St. Louis is a lot better player than Kunitz.
All right.
I put Nash, Taves, and Eberle, because Eberle's so clutch. You have to have him on that team. And then my fourth line is...
Eberle is probably not going to be on the team.
I know. He's on my team. That was a pick from your heart. He's going to make the... He's going to be the 14th forward.
What am I doing wrong?
Nothing.
Everything's... Okay. My fourth line's actually probably my favorite line, because they're like the tough line that's going to beat the crap out of
the other
guys.
What was your second line again? Sorry.
What? What's your daughter?
I'd say Nash and Eberle are both right-wingers.
Nash is a left winger.
No, he's a right winger.
No, he's a left winger.
Swear to God.
I looked it up.
I swear to God.
Okay, this is my secondary list. I had an original team, and I left it at home. Okay. We'll switch it around. These are just the four.
I'm saying back and free, though. If Nash was on the right wing, would you pick Eberle or Hall?
Hall being a natural left winger. I have Hall as my 14th skater. You'll see when we get there. Just because of his speed. That's the only reason that Hall makes a team, is because there's open ice and he's so fast.
Now, I'm just curious for you. Even though Eberle is naturally a right winger and Hall's left winger, which one would you put?
Eberle, the dude just like game winning goals.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta bleep that. Damn it.
He's right wing.
Yeah, okay. Nash. Thank you, producer Sam. Coming through clutch.
Oh yeah.
And my fourth line is my tough line that's gonna grind them down. I got Bergeron, Logan Couture, and Corey Perry. Everybody hates playing against Corey Perry.
Yeah, everyone hates him.
And then I put Sharp as my 14th forward. Him or Mike Richards are going to have to fight that out.
All right.
And then I put Hall also on the team.
Okay.
Basically, big switch is Kunitz versus St. Louis. Why didn't you put St. Louis?
I did put St. Louis.
Oh, you did? Why didn't you put him on Stamkos' line?
I didn't make the lines. I just have him on the team.
Oh, you didn't even make lines?
I mean, I have lines here, but I'm not going to like...
That's sketch.
Do
we have the exact same 12 forwards? If you're counting Sharp as a 14th forward or a 13th forward, I think we have the same 12
forwards.
Crosby,
Kunitz, Stamkos, Taves, Staal.
I don't have Kunitz.
Who did you have instead?
Eberle. I think Kunitz and Eberle is the switch.
I didn't have Taylor Hall either.
He's a 14th. The 14th forward.
I don't have him as a
14th. But Selena only has 14, though. You have 15, don't you, on that list?
No. Sharp and Richards are like one of those two. Yeah. What about Corey Perry?
I have Perry. I have Perry and Getzlaff together with Sharp.
I didn't take Getzlaff.
I took him just because that chemistry.
He has been garbage the last 2 years.
Yeah,
there's no way he makes Team Canada, even though he has a gold medal. Unless he plays amazing this year, he's got to make it.
I don't know.
And they are, like, look at the centers that are locks. Crosby, Stamkos, Bergeron, Taves, Tavares.
We have so many centers, though. I bet you there's going to be a ton of centers playing wing in that tournament.
Like, look, Crosby, Stamkos, Bergeron, Taves, Tavares, Drew. Every single one of those centermen would be a first-line center on almost any other Olympic team.
Mm-hmm. I think... Yeah, but they have so many centers at a lot of the
Yeah, they're going to have to move over. And Giroux, I think, will be moved over, but you can't play him with Crosby because they hate each other. Remember in the playoffs 2 years ago?
No,
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia?
I remember. I hate the fact that Giroux didn't go to the camp, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. That was kind of weird. I think he's a lock on the team.
They didn't even skate.
I don't get what his problem was. He's not like...
I don't like Giroux. I will say it. I don't like Giroux. Am I not talking loud enough?
No, it's fine.
Should be
fine.
Yeah. Sorry. Move the mic towards Selena a little bit. There we go. That'll probably work better.
I think, like, there's some people who are locks. I think it's just the bottom, like, four players.
There's really not that many. There's not that
many
spaces.
But then I think when it comes down to it, they're probably not even going to use the bottom four players.
Well, yeah. They roll lines. Canada's best strength is they roll lines. I think an interesting one was that we both put Logan Couture as a lock.
That was a huge debate for me.
Really?
On previous drafts of my team, I didn't have him.
No, he was a lock right away. He's a left winger. There's not that many left wingers.
I didn't memorize what in the show.
And he's a force defensively. He's a hard hitter. Yeah. They'll take him for sure. And he can skate.
Wasn't he last pick in the All-Star?
No, that was Phil Kessel.
No, they had another year too.
No, he might have been the next year. I think it was Jamie Benn actually.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Can you confirm that? producer, can you confirm who the last pick in last year's All-Star game was?
Yes.
She's looking into it.
He was, I don't know, I don't remember.
Oh, Giordano beat him to it.
No, this one.
Oh, Couture's a center, yeah. But he's left-handed. He's left-handed, so they can move him to the wing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Giordano confirms. Okay. So, yeah, I know they have a whole bunch of centers. That's for sure.
Moving on to the defense, which I feel we'll probably argue.
Wait,
more
one
about.
Second. I'm really happy that you put Patrick Sharp on your team. By the way,
I put him as a like. He's gonna have to battle it with Mike Richards. Mike Richards has a gold medal. Already.
Yeah, but Sharpie's really clutch. Led the Blackhawks.
Has he ever played international hockey?
Yeah.
Did he play World Juniors? Has he played Olympics?
I don't know.
Because Mike Richards
never
played both.
Olympics. Never. I don't know about World Juniors.
That's the one thing that's gonna hurt him is that he's never played World Juniors or Olympics.
But if you're saying
the last pick in the 2012 game,
yeah,
was Logan.
Ha! Oh, I was right.
Selena's confirmed.
Woo!
Hashtag confirmed.
Hashtag confirmed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he has a really
we'll
good
chance.
Like recent performances. Patrick Sharp is like
players
stellar.
Like Patrick Sharp only have a chance of making the team if they start have a hot start to the season.
I think he will though.
That's what we'll see.
He's always playing well. First pick overall, 2014 engineering hockey draft.
Okay, go ahead. I dare you to do that. Then that circle will be
we'll
right
we'll
out
see,
of your
we'll
hands.
See. All right, defense.
Defense. Okay, and these are who we would put on the team, but Mike Babcock has come out and said he wants to pick left-handed defensemen. He will take at least three left-handed defensemen because he doesn't want to put right-handed defensemen on the left. So I picked two left-handed defensemen.
I did not look at what hand they are, but...
We can talk about that afterwards. I switched Doughty over to the left side to play with Weber on my first pair because if anybody's going to switch sides, I think it's Drew Doughty because he's such a good stick handler and puck mover. Second line, Keith is left-handed.
Man, you know a lot about hockey.
Keith is left-handed and Peter Angelo, both good puck movers.
Sorry, I had to bleep that.
Then I took Dan Hamhui.
It's not Dan. You said that on purpose. I know you said that on purpose.
Dan Hamhui, however you think it's pronounced. You can say it wrong if you want. It's Dan Hamhui, though. He's a left-handed defenseman, and I like him with Chris Letang. And then I have, even though I don't really like him as a player, PK Subban as my seventh defenseman. Don't look. I know what you're doing. You're looking at the video that says Ham Hughes, but that's debatable. It's debatable.
It. Dan Ham Hughes.
Play it again. Play it again quietly for everyone.
Dan Ham Hughes. Dan Ham Hughes.
Anyway, that was a stupid pick.
What? You think he's a bad pick on the team?
I don't think he's going to be on the team.
He's a left-handed defenseman. Who are you going to take who's a left-handed defenseman instead of him? You tell me.
I don't know who's a left-handed defenseman. Memorize it.
It's not going to be Brent Seabrook, but go ahead and tell Maybe, Funuf. Maybe.
No,
I think he's a sharp
Anyway, I do not know as many stats as you do, so I don't know.
I can
know
tell
why.
You if they're right or left.
Right.
I looked them up.
Ready?
All the best ones are right-handed defensemen.
Duncan Keith.
Left-handed defenseman.
Drew Doughty.
Is that your pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Stahl.
I didn't want him.
Shane Weber. I'm a Stahl fan.
Stahl is
I'm
left-handed.
A believer.
Stahl is left-handed.
Weber.
Yeah, obviously.
Bo Meester.
Ew. Oh, awful pick.
Hey, Bob McKenzie picked him, so it's not an awful pick.
I don't know why Bob McKenzie picked him. Jay Bomeister's garbage.
I think Bomeister has a bad name just because of the team he played for. You know, like, he's not such a bad player.
He's not a good player.
Yeah.
I can think
you don't want to hear something?
Unfortunate.
He was on my team when I won the Sarker, so let that speak for itself, okay?
How many points did he get for you?
I don't know. I don't care.
Did he ever start? Did you just leave him on your bench every game? Probably.
No, he played for me sometimes.
Sometimes.
I picked him up off waivers.
Okay. That's where he should still be, is on waivers, not on Canada's Olympic team. But finish your
pick. I kind of proved your point there, saying I picked him off waivers.
Yeah, nobody in the league wanted him.
All right, anyway, Alex Pietrangelo and then Chris Letang.
So you left off Subban and Ham Hughes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subban's a liability.
Yeah, he is. I agree.
Absolutely.
He'd only be playing power play.
I think he's a liability.
Giordano showing me his Jay Bomeister stats from last year, and he got a decent 22 points.
He's a defenseman.
I know, but if we're picking a defensive defenseman, I would much rather have Mark Stahl or Dan Hamhuis.
I have Mark Stahl.
I know. I would put Mark Stahl on there before Jay Bomeister.
Who does Dan Hamhuis play for? Is it still
Vancouver?
Vancouver? Yeah. That's why I don't want him on my team.
Oh, Hamhuis.
Okay, yeah. You're being biased again. Start looking at the country and not because of their team, because you don't like the Canucks.
All right, so in that case, I'm going to take out Shea Weber and put in Brent Seabrook.
No, Weber's the lock on the team. Even Bob McKenzie said there's two locks on the team on defense, and it's Doughty, Keith, and Weber. Three locks, sorry.
Good counting there, Mr. Engineer.
I forgot that Doughty was a lock. Sorry. Let's not trip our own kind here. Okay. Goalies. After you.
Luongo?
Your starter?
No. I'm changing my mind.
Name
Corey
your
Crawford starting.
Wow. We just lost all credibility on this podcast. There's a consensus two that are the. There's only two people that have a chance at starting on this team. Everybody knows that.
Oh,
I know. We'll get to it. That was for you. Can you please tell me your three picks?
I put Luongo in net. I did.
Luongo's your starter.
I did.
I think you probably picked Luongo and Price.
Yeah.
Okay. So did I.
Luongo, Price,
and
Smith.
Who are you starting between?
Smith as the bottom. I'm going to pick Luongo because Carey Price has a history of, like, massive, like, choking.
No, that was just last year in the playoffs. He won the year Taves scored in the shootout.
Yeah,
you forget Carey Price was the goalie.
No, I know that.
Who made the saves.
You don't remind me.
I had one bad year last year. That's because he's on an awful team.
I don't know. I think Luongo has the experience.
Montreal.
Yeah.
Bleep. Oh my gosh, you're totally beating me in bleeps this pod.
First time for everything.
Right?
A bleep count. That's a good idea, producer Sam.
So yeah, Luongo, Price, Smith. Who are you picking?
Smith?
I picked Luongo and Price.
Smith is going to sit
Smith?
In his suit up in the press box anyways.
Yeah.
Well, Marc-Andre Fleury was a third goalie last time, so
he's not
that's what it says about how important your third goalie is.
Preferably, though, I'd rather see Reimer up there with a suit
on. And there you go, Gerardo. That's who I picked as my third goalie, James Reimer. Let's get him in there. Let's get him in there. Get him the experience.
That's fine.
Jay gets a bleep.
Bleep on me. Check mark.
Get him the experience so that in 4 years, when he's the starter, he's been in the Olympic scenarios before.
It's
only a matter of time before he gets 6 or 7 Vezinas.
This is a quick question, though. Why does your thing say explicit anyways? So why do you have to bleep them out?
You have to. If your thing has any swearing or any sexual talk,
yeah.
You have to choose between explicit, and if you have nothing, then you can say clean. But this podcast is certainly not clean.
So can you swear anyways? Then?
Well, we bleep it out, but I don't have
talk
to bleep
about
it
mom's
out.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
We bleep it out for the kids.
Saying, but you guys put on the rating, not
hashtag
like, website that
Seabrook for Vezina.
Yes, I'll give you that one.
Hashtag stupid.
No. There's that one. What was it again?
Man, I'm talking about the playoffs right now.
I know.
He saved us more than once.
No, I'm remember there was that one shot that he actually honestly stopped it with his stick.
Yep.
And then we were going Seabrook for Vezina.
Seabrook starting goalie.
Cute. Kevin Klein did that.
Congratulations
last year
to Nicholas Jalmerson on getting a 5-year contract extension.
There's more stuff that I have to bleep. Stop giving me stuff I have to bleep in the podcast.
All right, should we move on?
I think we should start Price, but time will tell. And I'm sure we will talk
about
this.
No, I'm a believer in
times.
Lou. I think Lou's going to want motivation.
I do think Lou's going to play
that
a lot better this year
that
now
wrong.
That Corey
he's
going
to
want
to prove everyone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to kill it.
The only thing is he's traditionally a slow starter, so we'll see if
he's
going to
kill it.
Better.
Next.
Moving on.
Samantha's telling
producers,
Producer Sam wants us to move
producer
on.
Producer Sam wants
Let's
us
go.
To move on. So
YouTube video of the week. We actually
you should make
really
a Twitter account,
one.
Producer Sam. We're moving on to the YouTube video of the week.
Let's tweet video of the week, too. Okay?
Yeah. We're going to tweet
Tweet
video
it,
of
Sam.
Week.
Got it.
I'll write down the password for you. Here comes the YouTube video of the week. Everybody be quiet.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico? I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
So, did we explain what that commercial was?
That was a Geico commercial.
With a camel running around an office on a Wednesday.
Asking people what day it is.
Hump day!
It's Wednesday.
Mike,
guess what day it is? I'd like to give a shout out to Aaron Appleton who showed me that video.
That was a great video.
Aaron Appleton on Twitter.
I love that.
It is my favorite video since the I shipped my pants video.
Ship my pants.
I just shipped my pants.
I still love that one.
That's YouTube video of the week. We will legitimately tweet that out this week for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Now moving on to enemy of the show, which...
We can introduce our guest, which you've heard, producer Sam.
Enemy of the show, well, I don't know if you know what you're explaining here, Sam. Welcome, Samantha, to the pod right now.
Hello. I'm nervous.
You should be. We have 15 Hello. Followers. Woo! And at least one person who's listened to both podcasts.
I just need to, okay. You know, take a breath.
Basically, good one. Okay.
Here it is, the enemy of the show. Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
I just checked
the email. Samantha doesn't know yet what we're going to talk about. But you're going to talk about the enemy of the show.
Don't get me going, Matt.
Perry Edwards.
No, people are sleeping.
Okay. Sam, drop your F-bomb. We know you want to.
Just go ahead. I'll bleep it out.
Just go for it. You go, girlfriend.
This is so many, mom would say. Bad. I just hate her so much. She's the biggest bitch. Okay, first of all.
I wish we could have some film.
Okay, she's engaged to Zayn. First of all, you just don't do that. You're 20. What are you doing? What do you know? You know nothing about life. She wears about a pound of makeup on her face. You can't recognize her without it. She looks like a raccoon. She thinks she looks good. Like, what are you doing? You look like an idiot. Oh my god. And she talks like a man, and you can't understand her when she talks. Mm-hmm. Like, she talks like that, and it's how it got, and you understand, that's how it got. That's how she talks. And you don't understand because she's just... Because that's just how she is. She's just naturally...
A bitch!
Yeah. Ugh. And I am...
And let me just get this straight. You're not mad at her.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, no, I... But if she wasn't engaged
to
Zayn,
this is another thing.
No,
this is another thing. You know why? Because if she wasn't engaged or dating Zayn, I wouldn't know who she is.
Yes.
So, does she... She's using him for his fame.
There you go.
100%.
She's using him.
She can't go on Twitter
Absolutely.
Or do anything without mentioning the fact that Zayn is her boyfriend. She always has to put it in there.
What was her thing? Her son of her woman crush might be
no,
her
my,
boyfriend.
No, might be my new boyfriend. Like, congrats, you're dating him. We know. Stop mentioning it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She uses him all the time.
Perry, what's her name?
Edwards. Perry Edwards.
Perry Edwards.
Perry bitch.
You're on
Perry
the list.
Bitch, ho, whore.
Enemies of the show.
There it is.
Douchebag.
Congratulations. Go hang out with Alex Radilon.
And
oh, she doesn't hear this.
That
and
one.
Don't even know her name from the first episode. I still
you know what,
her.
Ryan? I really wish I remembered her name. I was going to make that your bowling name.
That would have been funny when we were at
I don't know her name, though.
I don't know her name. She doesn't deserve to have her name known.
Yeah. Who?
She's an enemy of the show. Listen to the first pod, producer Sam.
Right, right.
And then I just want to say something that my mom texted me yesterday.
Oh, we need a segment. Tweets from Selena's mom. You heard about it last episode.
Text
from Selena's mom.
Okay, let me get it up right here.
It was a popular segment last week.
Popular segment.
Oh, is this? I know about this tweet. This was last night.
This was
we got
you
the
were
tweet
there, yeah.
At volleyball.
Oh,
texts. Sorry. Thank you.
All right. Let me try and find it.
Awkward radio silence while we're waiting.
Kill time, man. Okay, yesterday she goes, "Hey, girlfriend." And then I said, "Sup, biatch." And she's like, "What the heck does that mean?" What the heck does that mean?
You can totally picture your mom saying that too.
We probably got this text.
Like, have fun and be safe. I know how violent your friends can be.
I think that's referring to me because I punched you once.
Yeah, probably.
But that's a story for another podcast. She deserved it.
I don't know if I told you what she texted me today at 12 o'clock. She says, I can't say it in the last. Sorry. How's the biatch of a girlfriend doing?
Goodness.
How's the biatch of a girlfriend doing?
Who is she referring to? Is she referring to you?
Yeah.
You're the biatch of a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Have we explained what your mom thinks Twitter is called or Twitter is called?
Yeah, she thinks it's called Twatter.
Yeah.
And when you tweet, you send out a twat.
Yeah. Has she said this to her students before?
I've told her multiple times to not repeat that to the kids, but she probably...
What are you guys doing? Who are you twatting now?
I have a feeling that this should all be bleeped.
Can you say twat?
It's twatter.
You're the producer. You tell me what has to get
twatter. Twatter. Like Twitter twatter.
Okay.
Sweater.
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 Sweater. Sweater.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on to Sam's telling us to move on. We just want to talk about Roger Federer for a minute. Because sadly, this week he was knocked out early at the U.S. Open again. Mm-hmm. And he's ranked 7th in the world, unfortunately.
And he's going down now.
He is not at the top of his game.
And we want to give a, just talk about and appreciate how amazing he is before he is gone completely and we missed our chance, okay?
First of all, 17 major championships, more than anybody in the history of tennis. And quite honestly, it wouldn't if it wasn't for all the French Open losses to Nadal, it wouldn't even be we wouldn't even have this conversation. He would be the greatest tennis player by far of all time.
I think he is still.
I still think he is too. But the one knock against him, they say, is that he didn't beat Nadal enough. But they were at different ages in their career.
At the same time, this is an unreal time for tennis, though.
Yes.
The talent in tennis.
Never
is
has there been four men so dominant.
Incomparable.
Between Murray, Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer.
Absolutely, you're right.
He has won every single major tournament and has a gold medal in doubles and a silver medal in singles.
He does not have a gold medal in singles, unfortunately.
No. He's made the final and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Twice, I think he made the final.
And he is, without a question, the classiest athlete on the planet.
Yes, and he is the richest tennis player because he earns so much money from his sponsorships, but he also donates a lot of that money to charity. So, like Hurricane Katrina, I'm reading on Wikipedia here, which is obviously the most reliable source.
You know what? I don't care what anyone says. Wikipedia is the best,
yeah,
and no one can compare.
It's reliable.
Nobody
I'm not
going to
source
Sam.
It when I'm doing a report
Wikipedia
for school.
Sources it.
But it's, yeah, it's true. Super useful. Anyways, he organized an event to help Hurricane Katrina and also the Haiti earthquake and the 2010 Queensland floods.
And you can even talk about his wife.
Yeah.
As in,
he never
for someone of
her.
His status, like high up in the world, and
she's not that hot.
Yeah, thank you.
She's not that hot. He could have done so much better. So.
And that just speaks to his character.
Yeah, and his two twins are the most adorable children you'll ever see.
Yeah. Oh my God. Without question. Oh
yes.
So that was our mini little tribute to Roger Federer.
Awesome, classiest man. You never saw Tiger Woods be as classy as him.
Of course
you never
not.
Saw Roger Federer banging all sorts of broads.
No.
I would love to meet Roger Federer. He would be the one. I would rather meet Roger Federer. Ooh, I don't know if I'd rather meet Roger Federer than Taylor Swift. It's close.
I would.
The fact that I'm even having that conversation, though, puts him in high regard.
You've already met Taylor Swift.
That's true. I have met Taylor Swift. So.
She's
and
not
her mom.
Very classy.
Not formally.
Don't even get me started on this.
Do you want to get in? Do you want to go
don't
there?
Even get me started
yeah,
on this
the
pod. Don't even.
Do you want to go there?
We have way too much to talk about. I'm not having this debate with you right now. Hey, producer, this is not your show. So there, be quiet. Give us the move on signal. Oh.
I did already.
Okay, moving on.
And now now that I got you a little bit riled.
I'm riled up, so this is perfect. Let's get into my rant
for
the
episode. Go into your rant,
man.
Taylor Swift's a massive.
What did I tell you?
All right,
she's not.
Guys,
she's a saint. She is.
She's
perfect.
A saint. Oh my
Shut
God.
Shut up. Shut up. Okay.
Next topic. Let's go.
I just want to touch on this before I move into my actual rant.
No.
There's a petition going out for Game of Thrones from HBO to show more male nudity by women. No.
No.
Yes, there is a legit petition going out from women to show more male nudity on Game of Thrones. What is the reason people watch Game of Thrones? Two reasons. Blood and boobs. Blood and boobs. That's why people watch it. I don't want to see any penis on Game of Thrones. I want zero penis. A little bit of penis, I can get by. A lot of penis, suddenly, no. I don't want to watch this show anymore. People pay money for HBO. Women need to shut up and learn their place.
We should start a petition instead to make them talk less at tables every fucking
yes.
episode.
Just have all the women naked in the show the entire time.
Wouldn't it be cool though if some spear just right through a guy's dong? He rips it off, attaches it to the wall.
That would be pretty cool. But that's not what the petition's for.
It's true.
No,
only unless the spear
titty fucking girl on it.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Okay, that got out of hand. Point being, I don't want any more dong on HBO's Game of Thrones than there already is.
So my main reason. Did it actually show?
Dongs?
Like, yeah.
Well, like twice, I think. In two seasons, there's been two dongs, maybe. Confirmed?
Do they show...
There was a gay sex scene, I think.
But I don't think you saw any dong.
Do they show, like... Do they show vag?
Yes.
They do? They oh my vag. God, I am so happy I don't watch this show. Yes.
I'm pretty sure your mom terrible. Came down during one of those scenes that she Brian would. Was watching.
She would.
Yeah, Brian confirms Mrs. Lazard has seen that scene by accident.
I wish I would have seen her reaction.
Oh boy.
They straight up bang each other like in the like it shows. It's like softcore porn.
What did mom say? What did mom say?
That's Brian Lazard in the background.
I don't know. Her usual reaction.
Just stop him, dude.
She was probably rattled. Alright, my second rant. I can't remember why I put this on just, here.
I disagree because like,
you want no more dong
see,
on the show?
No one wants to see that.
Oh, you disagree with the with their.
Yeah,
you agree
I don't
with
see
me.
That. Yeah.
No dong.
No, I don't want to see that either.
Yeah, but nobody wants okay. to see
that. But let's be honest. People are more accustomed to seeing titties. It's not really a big deal.
It's a donger.
Well, it makes it sound better.
You know what? Quite honestly, I don't understand gay men or straight women. Mm. Why would you choose a penis over boobs ever?
Oh, okay.
I don't understand straight women or gay men. It doesn't make sense to me.
Gay women and straight men?
No, straight women and gay men. People who choose penis.
See what they see in a penis. You see the functionality of it.
Okay. My second rant.
But no, would you have to use yours or use someone else's? You know what I mean?
I'll stick with mine.
Exactly.
I think we learned
see
last.
Somebody else would like mine.
I think we learned last week that no one knows how to use his very well.
Oh, you got to the pod. This is the pod.
Okay, second rant. I don't like unnecessary social obligations. When people, like, for example, my sister came home and she's like, my mom's like, Ryan, do you want to see Shannon's new glasses? And I'm like, I don't really care, but I have to see them. And then she's like, oh, I have a picture of them. I haven't got them yet. And I said, no, I'll just see them when I get them, but I go downstairs. The social obligation is look at it and say, okay, cool. That was 30 seconds of my life wasted when I don't really care because they're not even the actual glasses. I'm just so sick of having to follow the social norm. If I don't care, I just want to say I don't care. Don't tell me about stuff I don't care about. I don't want to pretend like I care. Especially to like, me is fine.
That is annoying.
Yeah.
So I agree completely. You know how many times I have to sit through a conversation and be like, oh yeah, really? That's
yeah,
so
just,
cool.
It's
like, just stop
norm.
Talking to me. I don't want to
yeah.
hear.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't care what you have to say.
I really don't.
No, it's the worst.
And there's a lot of other examples I can't think of right now. It's just, there's a lot of, if you think about it and you listen to this pod, you'll find yourself in a situation in a week that's like,
I was in that situation today.
Yeah, you have to listen, or you have to do some sort of act that's socially acceptable, but really not necessary, and you don't want to do it. And if somebody didn't care
about
me,
I don't care
about
the weather in Pakistan.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about Pakistan.
Samantha's
so it's
kind of
like whenever
Johnny
talks, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I got a backpack today. Okay, John. Gotta go.
He probably won't watch the podcast or listen to it.
Oh, you never know. I mean... We have some characters
we do have
to talk
yeah,
about. I mean, they're so often.
We're not going
to
name people by name.
Oh, no. Okay, well.
Those are my two rants for the week.
And I couldn't agree.
Oh, yeah.
More.
If we say somebody by name, I can just bleep them out. Like.
Yeah.
It's going to sound so funny as a
for what those of you who are interested who I just said.
Stop, Ryan.
I'm not going to say who. But maybe if you have my number, you could text me and I might tell you. We'll see.
Oh my God.
Moving
you
on.
Just
can
we go guess with you?
That's the best part about this podcast. It's not live. I can say anything I want and just beep it.
Yeah.
Major beep.
Major beepage, bro. All right.
Major beepation, as mom would say.
You've been hanging around my mom for too long.
Yeah.
Wait, we're besties. What can I say? Anyways, let's do theme songs, and then we'll do some more topics. But let's do theme songs first.
Nice.
Sorry, Jordana wants to see.
Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
Right, ready?
Here's this week's theme songs.
Tell me when you're going to play it.
I'm playing it right now. Yeah? Go?
Go.
Jay knows. Jay's got this.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
What is it?
I'll wait till the end.
One step closer each and every day.
Is it the Lizzie McGuire song?
It is! Well done, Vink.
Point for Ryan.
I'm actually amazed I actually caught that one so quick. I was thinking about it.
You know why I knew? Because I almost picked it. I thought about it. Yeah. I didn't listen to it, but I looked at it and I was like, I could pick that one. Mm. But instead, I picked a bit of a more guy one.
Okay.
The guys will know this
I
one.
I don't think she'll know it, will she?
She probably won't. Okay, well, no one knows it. Quiet.
Mighty Machines. I know this.
This is a million times in it.
You have to get it before they say it.
Is it Rocket Power?
No.
I know this.
If they say
oh,
it,
oh, this is driving me nuts. Can you stop before it says it?
Do you know it? They're about to say it.
Wait, should we hear
Beyblades?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Everybody's headbanging right now.
Man, I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, I love that show.
Beyblades.
I also keep forgetting when you ask me something, I shake my head, and nobody knows in the podcast when I'm shaking my head no.
Yeah. Rocket Power, what's that one? It's a good song.
It is awesome. This is like a pump up jam.
I think they have like a week instead of like a couple hours.
They do.
Let rip!
Sounds like a fart. Let it rip.
I mean,
you could bleep.
That'd be a good. Maybe I'll use that for the bleep this week.
Wait, let's do it more clearly. So we can use that as a bleep.
No.
I like it.
Okay.
Oh, that was good.
Next up, we got what we got next topic? How to get and stay in the front row of a concert. I thought
do
of
not
this.
Drink liquids.
Oh yeah, that's a good tip.
I like to say sorry, it's the same about
yes,
that.
Yes, Brian wants to get in on this.
All right. So I went to a festival, but goes by the name of Orion Festival. And we're at the front row of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but we got to the actual show just a good 20 minutes before when there was already 40,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you do. Well, no, this wasn't Chili Peppers. Sorry, Metallica.
Almost the same band.
No, but okay, Chili Peppers played the night before.
Okay.
We were also in the front for that. But here's what you do. There's a mosh pit going on and everyone's going nuts. And when you go and cut in front of somebody, they get pissed off. But
true.
If you want to go in front of the mosh pit, they're going to lift you up. You crowd surf to the mosh pit, right? Generally, the mosh pit is near the front. So you go up at the back, you crowd surf to the mosh pit, then you book it across the mosh pit, try not to die. And then you're like a good four rows back. And then you could kind of like wiggle your way in there. And there it is. That's how you get in the first to the third row of a Metallica concert.
Yeah. Well, there's different types of concerts. It's different to get to the front for each one. I know I was at Billy Talent, also mosh pit there. My friend got knocked out.
Oh.
You really gotta, like, it's a physical battle to get to the front there. You gotta get a partner with you, stick close, and just work your way up. And by the time you leave that concert, you're sweaty and disgusting.
And I'm also sure
but
sure
it's
for,
worth it.
I'm also sure for Noah there, he's probably throwing elbows at the 5-year-olds. get in the front of Bridget Mendler.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, the reason I put this on here is because I've been in the front row for 3 concerts. Billy Talent, Taylor Swift, and Mumford & Sons, which was just last weekend. And if you're not at the front of the line, you're basically screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do is get a hand on the front bar. Once that's how you start. If you can get a hand on that bar, you can slowly work
you
your
can.
Way in. Now, if you're in the front already, you want to be right up against that bar and push your ass back to keep your space and keep anybody behind you as far away as possible.
Now, I have a story where I was in the front row and ended up moving to the back because I was a victim. Back. No, this, I got put, I, but we left by choice. Samantha was there. Here's what you have to do if you want to be in the front row. Don't shower for a long period of time so you smell like complete ass and no one will want to be around you. That happened to me and Sam. There was this girl. She was about 7 feet tall. Massive, massive, massive. She smelled like, what's something that smells really bad? I don't know.
Bigfoot's dick.
She smelled like Bigfoot's massive dick, okay? It was disgusting.
Yeah, you know the size, Selena.
Yeah, I should know the size of Bigfoot's dick.
You said massive.
I just said Bigfoot's dick. You said Bigfoot's massive
dick.
He has
a big foot. He's got a big dick.
It's true. Okay, true. Move on.
And then we're like, okay, this is just disgusting. And we moved to the back of the concert. You know what? Next time, let's just not shower. Let's smell. And we'll be front from the
That's
concert.
A good idea. You
it is a good
say.
Idea.
Except if you're a dude, because then all the hot girls there are going to think you smell
Unless
like poop.
Unless you're meeting the band.
Well, it depends what you want. Do you want to...
Well, every single guy's primary...
Like, which do you want to go to...
Objective is to wheel, so...
Yes.
Try not
so
to smell
so you would
like,
rather wheel than get in the front row?
So, like, imagine if you'd smell it and you went to a...
No,
like,
if
Jonas,
you could go to a concert,
you like,
would you rather
oh,
see that concert
smell,
and wheel a girl... Or see that concert front row and not wheel a girl.
What are the odds of you actually wheeling a girl at a concert, though?
Is that like
a
regular
thing?
That's why you have this,
especially
you have a lock.
Noah
right
at
now.
A Bridget Mendler concert, that's would be
you
highly
have a
illegal.
Lock girl bitties,
you have a lock right now.
Noah was wearing cologne just in case Bridget Mendler came down.
Dress was there. Dress from Frosh Week. You have a solid 100% hookup with Dress from Frosh Week.
Is that actually
and
your
you
name?
Still
like,
see the concert.
If you're guaranteeing that, then yeah. I'll smell like
obviously.
A luscious flower.
Yeah, every single guy would pick the 100% hookup, obviously.
Yeah, but it's never
100%. But if it's just a regular concert I'm going, I just want to get front row.
If I had to choose between like a really hot guy and or being front row at a Jonas Brothers concert, I would be front row at a Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah. You're not a dude.
Yeah, I know.
If I went there and I go to a concert saying, okay, I want to be front row, but if I show up there and there's this chick who's all over me, I'm going to go in that shower and rub the soap all over my arms.
I'd probably rather be front row at a Zeppelin concert and then be a virgin for the rest of my life.
That would have been.
I think
this would have been a good "Would You Rather" for Brian,
yeah.
But
I picked.
That was easy for
second.
You.
Yeah.
That was really easy for
Anyways,
you.
Anyways, point of bringing up, people offered us $70 to leave the front row of Mumford and Sons, and we were like, no, like we've waited like.
Each?
I don't know if it was each or not. Oh, they said $70, and we're like, no, because we've waited 9 hours to see Mumford and Sons. I'm not going to move after waiting here for 9 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Almost passing out. I haven't peed. I went to leave and I felt like a newborn deer because I couldn't walk. I turned around and I almost fell. My legs were so weak from standing for 12 hours.
That's good.
It was worth it though. They were awesome. Right?
Were there people pissing in bottles?
Didn't see any of that.
When we saw Rush, people were pissing in bottles, man.
The coolest
My dad
part,
almost did it. I was really happy. Yelled at him.
The coolest part was we were waiting to go. We waited. We got there at 10. Doors open at 12. At 12, the gates, like... They were supposed to each get our bags checked by the security guards, but the first 6 rows of all 40 gates just booked it by the security guards. So there's like hundreds of kids racing to the stage. If you were standing on the stage, there was like hundreds of kids racing towards you. It would have been terrifying. I imagine it looked like what the opening of the Hunger Games were.
I did that when I saw Rush. Remember? We had that Rush.
Yeah.
Get it?
It was a Rush.
That was unintentional, but so funny.
Last minute tips for concert. We'll go around. Get there early to get in line. Don't drink a lot of water, but bring water. You're going to pass out. If you can't get to the bar, work your way in. If you're on the bar, don't let anybody get near you. You're not there to make friends. You're there to stand at the front line.
Yeah.
What if you want to
or,
unless you want
or
to bang.
Wear a crazy shirt so that Taylor Swift's mom comes up to you and moves you front row herself.
That's a really good
also
point.
Also a good tip. Yeah, that's a good point. Work in groups.
With.
If you're in groups, work as a team.
Exactly.
That's our concert tip. We're moving on. We got these two quick ones over here. Oh, I beat Selena in ping pong yesterday for the first time in a 3-set match, and I promptly retired from ping pong. I am the
You had a very illustrious career.
I did.
I mean, world championships.
Selena's a disgraced player now.
Now let me have my rebuttal. Yeah. We were outside. It was windy, okay? It was windy.
We both played on the same court. On the same ping pong table. It was just as windy for me as it was for you.
No, that was an off. That was an off day.
Well, you know what? I just think I finally passed you in skill.
I don't
significantly,
think so.
Because it was a very large deficit of loss.
It wasn't that bad. It was two sets to one.
21-9, 21-11.
Two sets to one.
Okay, but now what was the score when she beat you in that one set?
I beat you by a lot.
It was like 21-13. Okay, I won 21-9, then I lost 21-13, then I won 21-11.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad.
That's pretty even, I mean
if you except for the fact that I won.
If you went back and forth, I'm saying.
Let's talk about all the time.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, Ryan has retired now.
And I don't own a ping pong table. I don't own a ping pong table, so...
You play your friend Alex all the time.
I really don't. I played him once all summer. We played Chell the whole summer.
And so I'm actually kind of surprised because we put a lot of ping pong this time.
Thank you. You played a lot of
ping pong. Jay, get out of here.
No. I like having Giordano at the pod.
Selena thinks I'm always going to go against her. I'm saying you guys should have another rematch here and see what happens. Rather than swear at me.
Absolutely.
I'm retired now.
Jeez.
I'm retired.
You're just a massive
Ryan,
pussy.
Jesus. See, I don't know. Ryan, whenever you're here now.
Oh, sorry, Selena thinks I'm against her. Why didn't you try it for the hockey team this year?
Because I'm a girl.
No, that's not why you did it.
Why?
Because you're retired, is what you said. You said you were retired.
Wait for the hockey.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't retire when I was on top.
When did you retire?
In grade 8.
So you were saying you would peaked in grade 6?
I don't know. I don't recall. This is an awful argument, by the way.
Yeah, it's not my best. Let's just move on.
It's like, good effort, but it's not working.
Let's move on to the next topic so we can be on the same team.
Okay.
The decathlon. The upcoming decathlon. That Selena and I are going to destroy Noah Giordano.
Yeah, it's not even going to be...
It's going to be a decathlon based on the same event. Well, not the same events, but the same style as in Billy Madison.
Yep.
Business... ethics.
I wish we had the sound clip.
Hey! No. The last event should be a debate.
The last event should be a debate.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I think it should be a master debate. Minus the D.
I'll take that one.
You know what? I think I had to endure a pretty graphic conversation about masturbating the other day.
What? You remember the conversation we had earlier?
Oh, I just
when did this happen?
I'll tell you about it later. It's funny.
Boy. It's not pun worthy.
Wait, stop.
Oh, hold on. Producer has a sound bit.
It's a little delayed, but...
Here we go.
I choose business ethics.
put the one, he's like, in God have mercy on your soul or whatever.
Oh, we'll play that after the debate. That'll be after the debate. Anyways, point being, Selena and I are going to take on Noah Giordano.
I'm going to lose.
Not going to lose, because Selena and I don't ever lose.
No, we don't. When we're on the same team, we don't lose.
Yeah, we're also on your cranium. But
a bunch of tires.
A bunch of what?
Tires. Tulf, remember?
Yeah, we did tie them in Urban Tulf.
You guys did not win.
It was a tie in Urban
Tulf. Nor did you lose.
Having said that, yes. You guys are a bunch of chokers because you had like a 3-foot shot to get it on my porch. You missed and Noah put it on the roof.
I put it on the roof. No, I put it on the roof.
Okay. I put it on the roof too.
You both put it on the roof. You both put it on the roof from 3 feet away. That was
don't know my own strength.
And you blew it.
Okay.
Anyways, we'll update you on the decathlon that Selena and I end up winning.
All right, so would you rather? Let's hear it.
Whoa!
It's our last topic of the podcast, and we're approaching an hour, so we're right on time. Excuse me.
That should be a bleep.
I don't bleep this.
No, I mean, you should use it to bleep.
Here's this week's would you rather. Would you rather be paralyzed from the neck down for the next 5 years and then fully recover, or be in a coma for the next 5 years and then fully recover?
I would rather be paralyzed.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Why? That's not what I would have
coma.
Picked.
You don't remember anything.
Exactly.
You just wake up.
You get all these stories for 5 years when you wake up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to
defend your answer. We'll hear Selena's defense.
I wouldn't want to miss out on life for 5 years.
I would.
But you kind of already are if you're paralyzed from the neck down. Like, what are you going to do from the neck down? You're going to watch TV.
Can't even meet up.
I only have one thing to say.
There is a lot of good number TV two. Out there these days.
Who's going to help you with that? Number
what?
Two.
What, beating off?
No, number two.
What is that number two?
Someone, no, I'm saying, someone's supposed to carry you from the toilet.
Take you.
Oh, bend you over. Like, come
you're
on.
Saying, how are you going to poop if you're pooping next time? Yeah. Sorry, I misread you.
No, number two.
There's a lot of things, like, that would be torture. I wouldn't want to be awake for 5 years if I couldn't, like...
5 years of life?
You'd, like, you'd be like, Stephen Hawking. You couldn't even move around except for if you had that straw thing that you'd blow in to move.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking. Pipe that you'd blow in to move your car around.
Yeah.
Damn, you're convincing me now.
Yeah.
That's probably the better choice.
I'd rather just be asleep for 5 years. You're missing it on everything either way.
I would just suck to miss 5 years. But anyway, yeah,
I just feel like if you're in a coma, you'd think
you're
like good thoughts, wouldn't you?
You'd
be in this like happy
dreams.
Little wonder world where you're skipping around. Yeah, when you're in a
dream.
When you're handicapped, you're like, everyone's running around, I'm just stuck here, you know? Oh, I'm freaking just stuck here. Like, it'd be depressing.
I got some work to do to
believe I'm, this I'm sorry, Ryan.
There's a lot of things.
Okay. Maybe I should just shut up.
Sam, what would you pick?
Well, I was going to say paralyzed.
You just convinced me.
And then you started talking.
Yeah.
We
so talked. Now I'm going to say...
I'm like the snake from Adam and Eve. I can convince you either way.
I hate you.
I'm good at arguing my point.
That was a very good
only
one.
The bad thing about the coma is when you wake up, you got all this atrophy, you're pooping everywhere.
That
I don't know if that'd be great.
Man, what's atrophy mean?
It's like you can't control any of your limbs for a little bit because you don't. You
but
it
does say
years.
It does say that you fully recover.
Yeah, you will fully recover.
That's or saying after it. Saying like afterwards you fully recover, or like during that coma you fully recover. Because
you have to
like,
wake up and just poop so much.
Either way, I'd still pick coma for
you. I'm saying, imagine if you're in a coma, so then you wake up from the coma though and you wouldn't be able to move just like a handicapped person, right? I mean,
so if you wake up from the coma, you're just like,
yeah. No, I'm saying, that'd be awesome.
That would be.
But if you got up from the coma, you're like, I'd go through 3 years of freaking therapy. You know, it's like that'd be kind of.
Yeah, I think the consensus right now is coma. Yeah. But go ahead, feel free to tweet in at @podnametbd your opinion on what you would choose.
Is there any hashtag they should put in to
#?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Good one, Brian. #  would you rather?
That
makes sense. I was going to say # coma poop.
Or that. I actually worked better, I think.
# coma poop. Everybody's thumbs up. Add your # coma poop.
Man, Nazem Kadri's a dick.
Hey.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
This is a Leaf-friendly podcast.
This is a Leaf-friendly, nifty mittens podcast. But yeah, I do
agree.
I do agree he is asking for
Brian,
too much money.
Slam says something. Go for it, Slam.
You have to beat Brian's racial slur.
What's she going to say?
Said it was a Leaf-friendly podcast.
I think it goes without saying that it's a Leaf-friendly podcast.
Nah, I disagree. No way.
Yeah.
Ooh. Absolutely not. Ooh. It's a Leaf-friendly podcast. It's a Blackhawk-friendly podcast.
No, it's
not
a Blackhawk.
Okay, then it's not a Leaf-friendly podcast.
I haven't said anything negative about the Blackhawks on the
I'm
podcast.
I'm saying if it's
yet.
A Leaf-friendly podcast, it's a Blackhawk-friendly
like
podcast,
fact
and
that
you cannot
the word black is
only
in your
have
name.
That.
Brian, stop making racial slurs. We have to.
We'll discuss this off air.
You don't like the Blackhawks?
God damn it! Come on. When we discussed the words that had to be bleeped, that wasn't one of them, but it clearly is.
Clearly has to be.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyway, not a Leaf-friendly podcast.
You know what you actually should do? You should actually have a benchmarker on this, say, so you can click something every time someone swears, so you'll just listen to the whole thing again.
Yeah, we just have like a ding or something every time a bleep comes.
And then I'm thinking, this is pretty rough today.
Yeah, somebody needs to keep score for the bleeps.
So you can't say the words like bitch, ass, clitoris.
Is that okay?
Is that I'm gonna bleep.
Is that okay?
I'm gonna bleep everything you just said except clitoris. All right.
That's funny.
We're at about an hour. On that note, Selena, anything you want to add? I think
go
good.
Leafs.
No.
Wow.
Oh. Go Leafs, go.
Go
Leafs. GLG.
#GLG.
#TML talk.
#for the boys.
For the boys.
Jeez, Slim's getting a little aggressive today.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so mad at the Leafs.
Yeah,
I've never heard you so angry at the Leafs before. Anyways, that's it. Tweet us at podnametbd. Hope you liked episode 3. See you in a week for episode 4.